Hey guys, welcome to the KZN Fishing Report presented by Angler New South Africa. I'm your host, Vinesh Zagreem, and this show is brought to you by the King Fisher.
Daiwa is proud to introduce the next generation of BG spinning reels, the Daiwa BG-NQ. Thanks to their new one-piece monocoque aluminium body, they're lighter, stronger, and with even more torque. Sizes 6,000 to 20,000 cover every aspect of saltwater fishing, from spinning lures off the beach to winching in giant sharks and throwing lures offshore at big game. The new design makes it more rigid and distortion-proof, increasing water resistance. Gears are larger and more durable thanks to DigiGear technology, extending their gear life. Daiwa, feel alive.
Hey KZN, welcome back to another week of the Angler News Fishing Podcast Series. This is the 15th of June 2022, and KZN is certainly the place to be. We have the biggest news of the week being the imminent arrival of the sardine run. And added to that, it has been a great week for fishing all around our entire coastline. So the offshore fishing has been fantastic. There's bait that's starting to make their appearance, and there's been plenty of game fish caught along with some epic bottom fish. The rock and surf side, the sea has calmed down quite significantly. There's garrick and shad being caught everywhere. In fact, shad in abundance. There are some areas that I'm going to get into where the guys have been saying the shad is coming out day and night, with the conditions looking as flat as where you can actually walk on the water. As for the freshwater side, there has been some great catches all around on all facets of fishing. So let's kick it off with this week's show, as always, down the south coast with your areas of being Port Edward, Margate, Ramsgate, Yuvongo, Shirley Beach, and Port Shepstone. So let's kick it off on the rock and surf side. Like I said a moment ago, the southern areas are absolutely flat, and this is one of those areas where the guys are saying they have never seen it this flat. Now, we've got some wind picking up for this weekend, which is actually a good thing. According to our reporters, the fishing is only going to get better, and I don't know how much better it's going to be, because the guys are having an absolute blast out there. So there has been a ridiculous amount of shad coming on the bite. In fact, the guys are saying they've been getting it during the day and night. However, the bigger sizes has come out more towards the evening. In between those shad, there has been a few cob around. There was also two reports of garrick coming out on live bait off the Margate Pier this week. On the Port Edward side, we've got reports of greys and hammerheads, but there has been one or two guys being burnt off with the amount of huge fish around. Now, with regards to the offshore fishing, I've got Jan from a charter boat down Shirley Beach, and this was his report for ski boat fishing for the past week.
Good day, all fellow anglers. This is Jan from Lucky Sands in Shirley Beach. We've had some big tunas coming out. They are not on the reef, and they are not in deep cut. All over in between. We've had a 23-kilo tuna coming out. We've had a 15-kilo on the back line. 17 kilo on the back line. The bottom fish is not good. Some days they are biting well, other days they are not biting well. Some good catches of rock cod has been seen, Captain Fines, and we've also had some good catches of pink salmon, all in the line of about 3-4 kgs. Mostly stumpies are biting, and then also the slingers, and the scotties are scarce. And so also the crackers. I haven't seen many crackers. Catface rock rods have started to bite. So maybe the shallow big fish is coming on. After the big rains and that we've had the flooding and everything, it looks like the water in the shallows are clearing up again.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Yeah, well, I guess the tuna is all over the place, no specific spot. So if we are hunting them, I guess the fuel increase is not going to help too much with that. However, at least there is still some fantastic bottom fishing going on with such a variety of species out there. So guys, the lower south coast is certainly the place to be, and this weekend is looking rather good. Well, water conditions anyway. But what about the mid-south coast? So your areas of Rocky Bay, Pennington, and Scottsboro, well, once again, guys, shad is the flavor of the week, as well as a few other inedibles to be scratched about with. But moving closer to Durban, your areas are for Manzantoti and Warner Beach. We've got Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach with this week's report of what's been going on.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary at Kingfisher Warners. The sea's a bit southerly came through. It was a bit choppy yesterday and quite cold. Actually, very cold. A few shad at the rocky outcrops. A couple on the beach. One or two stumpies. So they're sort of 3 kilo and up at night around the rocky outcrops, which they should be. Otherwise, not much. There were some sprats in on the beach at St. Winifred's a few days ago, but it's gone quiet. I haven't seen much action at all. Actually, I haven't seen a gannet along here. Quite funny. With these cold fronts, you think there'd be some getting flying back. But otherwise, it's a bit quiet. We're just waiting to hear. The shark port said there was quite a bit of side activity in Kambati to Punskop yesterday. So, you know, on that line, and that was inshore. So on that line, you would expect little pieces to break away and come through. Hopefully on the inner pathway. So with the Gielbeek around, that would say to you that summer's gone past. Long time ago in the deeper water. But let's see what happens. We're all holding our breath. There have been some shad at Umka Bava too, and a couple of those yellowtail kingies up to about 7.5. But no garrick for me yet, I'm afraid, on spinning. But the water conditions haven't been good. But let's see what happens. Go well, see what happens by next week.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. Yes, well, the winter bite is certainly here, but at least there is some good fishing to look forward to coming up. Now, moving on to Durban, we've got Mike V from the Kingfisher in your Durban branch, and this is his report of what's been going on.
How's it, my bud? Yes, beaches are still closed and cola levels are still high. Guys are still fishing, surfing and carrying on. There's still some beautiful edibles being caught all over the place. Stumpies, grunters, some big spade fish. The shad came on yesterday in a good couple areas, Blue Lagoon, apparently there by Mshlanga the Wreck. They also got some. I've seen a couple of picks of some absolute cannon shad, big, big shad. There's been a couple of diamonds and grey sharks in our area this side. Saw some picks of some also lovely edibles in the south coast. I'm not sure where though. That's the beach fishing. There's generally all edibles at the moment, not so much in edibles. The bays had some lovely grunter again, not wild, but there have been some beautiful grunter. The kingies and springer and those things have seemed to have taken a nosedive a little this winter, so it's expected. Offshore, we've had a couple Gielbeek caught, a couple doggers, some nice reef fish. I've heard of a couple tunny coming out as well. So it looks like things are getting a little bit better when the water cleans up a bit. Okay, cool. Thanks, my buddy.
Mike, well, it certainly appears to be that Durban is the place to be for this weekend with such a mixed bag of fish coming out, inedibles and edibles, all the way from Blue Lagoon to the bay and offshore as well. And while speaking of offshore, we have got Brad Krubler, who's been fishing that facet of angling this past week. And this is what he has to say about the offshore fishing off Durban.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky. Fishing off the boats over the last week. The sea conditions have been pretty flat. In the shallow area of the Durban side, in that 50-meter zone, there's been some bottom fish. Once again, the half cobber there, a couple of rockies, some soldiers and some slingers. In the deep going further north, it's been a bit difficult again. Getting fish, but once again having to drive around, look hard, work hard for it. On the south side, the fishing seems to be a bit better with some bigger soldiers and bigger fish coming up that way. Gielbeek are starting to show their faces again. There's one, two every now and again, but still, once again, nothing really to race out for. It's still a bit early. Hopefully things will start to improve over the next week with this cold weather bringing the sardines up. And hopefully the fishing improves then. There's been a couple of tuna and stuff off the Sloty area, a couple of kuta. But yeah, no real fireworks. So guys, yeah, tight lines, be safe. And remember guys, coitus, do not break them.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Once again, reiterating the variety of fish off our Durban waters. And yes, thank you for mentioning the quotas. Guys, once again, as always, let's fish for the future. Now, moving on to your areas of Balito and surrounding, we've got Jesse from the Kingfisher Balito branch, and this is what he had to say about the lower North Coast area.
Hey, Vinesh, hope you and the listeners are doing well and not too cold. We had bitterly cold weather up at Albert Falls Dam. I was up there for the beginning of the week to do some fishing. And I think more than fishing, I was sitting under the blankets or around the fire. It was incredibly cold, down to 0 degrees most mornings. So I hope down at the surf was a little bit warmer. And I did get some feedback from the guys at work. And I heard of some decent fishing. So a little bit further north of Balito in the Tinley Manor area, and even a little bit further north from there, the guys were catching quite a few grey sharks, which we have been seeing over the last, let's call it 3 weeks, but it's just got, it seems to have got intensified now, really. It's almost like an everyday occurrence. So there seems to be quite a few around, which is nice for the guys that have kind of struggled with the inedibles recently. And then another breath of fresh air for the edibles guys is the bronze ream that came out in the last few days, more than we've seen recently. And it's been good because up until now it's been one or two here and there, and nothing really that would lead you to want to go and target them. We've now got solid catches, you know, guys catching two at a time, which is the limit for bronze beam, two of 30 centimeters. And it's easy to get carried away with that because when they do come in full force, it's an easy fish to catch. And you'll see that guys do target them with cracker, and they end up catching, you know, four, five, six at a time. Guys, just limit your catch on them. It is a very slow growing fish, and it's got a lot of meat on it. So if you want to take one home for the pot, go ahead, do so. But try and keep it to one, even though your limit is two. And then they are very good, fun fish to catch. So, you know, you don't really need to go and target them for the meat. Just go down and catch them for fun. And then just remember, bronze bream are shoaling fish, and they're very easily spooked. If you do catch one and you're planning on releasing your fish, try and release them into a nearby rock pool. You want to keep them away from the shoal if you catch them, because what happens is you release them back into the water and they will go and they'll spook, and then the entire shoal will follow them off, and then you'll struggle to get bites. And it's not 100% guaranteed that if you release your fish you're not going to get fish again. But you just remember that you want to increase your chances of catching as much as you can. So every little bit helps, especially with the bronze bream, because they can be very finicky feeders. Like I said, they were coming out on cracker shrimp. So, you know, if you can go down and pump some cracker shrimp, which is also a licensed bait, just remember that. And then by all means, go ahead and do so. Just, again, stick to your limits, and you'll enjoy a variety of species on that as well. You're not just limited to the bronze bream on cracker. You can catch almost anything on them. Anything from Pompano to Prussia, you name it, everything in between. Apart from the grey sharks and the bronze bream, the shad have started really, really firing now. We've had some mornings where the guys have caught their limits. Everybody on the rocks catching their limits, which is quite nice to see, because up until now, you know, it's been two or three here and there, but nothing like what we've seen in the last week. So quite exciting times ahead. I think the shad are really firing now, the bronze bream are really firing, the water's cleaned up nicely. The current that we had last week, which was stopping most people from fishing, seems to have dissipated a little bit. So I'm really looking forward to the weeks to come, and I think everybody should. So guys, also don't forget about the spinning. The guys have really caught a lot of fish in the last, in fact it's been 2 weeks now, but the last week specifically has just been over the top, really good with spinning. And I was informed that a lot of people have been catching a few kingies on spoon. And when I say spoon, yes, it's mainly spoon, but that extends also to stuff like bucktail jigs and drop shots and all of that stuff. I think in and amongst the kingfish, the guys are catching a lot of, you know, Cape Moonies, a little black tail and stuff like that as well. So just overall, a lot of fun to go down and do that. But I think the main quarry for most guys at this stage has been some larger kingies. And I'm talking black tip kingies, one or two big eye kingies, and then some smaller GTs. When I say small, you know, anything up to 4 kilos on our coasters, your target size really. So guys, go out there, have some fun. Good luck.
Thank you, Jesse, for once again delivering an absolutely fantastic report. What great detail in those reports. And glad to hear that the fishing is intensifying and some good bronze bream shad activity as well as gray sharks in your area and surrounding. Another area that's close to Jesse is Tugela, where there has been a good amount of cob coming out. In fact, some really decent sized cob. And this can be noted by the amount of chukka that's been sold. Of course, with that cob, there's been a large amount of shad that's been on the bite. And there's also been a lovely cracker that's been reported this week, 23 kgs. So yeah, offshore fishing is also picking up quite nicely in that area. Now moving on up north coast, right up to Richards Bay, we've got Ellie that's got this week's fishing report. And this is what she had to say.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you're well. So yeah, fishing are for good despite the cold weather in Richards Bay. On the weekend, deep sea fishing went extremely well as the salmon came out all above 5 kg. And on Sunday afternoon, we managed to land a heelback salmon, but unfortunately got taxed and only they came back. There's also plenty of roblabs and kingfish around on the south side. For our harbour, anglers have been catching some queenfish as well as some salmons in our estuaries. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tight lines.
Thank you so much for that, Ali. Glad to hear that Richards Bay is another area on the KZN coastline that is producing the fish. Now, what about St. Lucia and Cape Vidal? Well, we've got Mr. Jeff Ashwood with this week's fishing report, and this is what he had to say about it.
Hello, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff here from Cape Pike Fishing St. Lucia. Sadly, not too much report on the fishing. Sea's also been upside down a bit. If you snook around, they tend to come and go. One day is good, one day is bad. And then obviously a couple of yellowfin tunas. Up at Cape Vidal's also been pretty quiet. A couple of the small shoaly kutas around, but otherwise not many boats launching there either. On the beachfront, for those of you coming up for the long weekend, also been a bit quiet. A lot of the places sanded up, especially Mission Rocks, Cape Vidal. But there are a few stumpies around for those of you prepared to work hard. Good bait for them is obviously sea lice, and if you mix a sea lice with a pink prawn, also can be quite successful. Sadly, the rockfish are not too many as a result of the beach has been a bit sanded. But good luck, everybody, for the weekend. See, the weather's not too great, but always great to be out there. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. Well, guys, that rounds off our saltwater report for KZN this week. Now, what about the freshwater? Well, we've got Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg, as always, with this week's fishing report.
Hi there, Jan Karabal from Kingfisher Maritzburg. Last week, I mentioned that Facebook was reminding me of some impending snow. It seems like those reminders might have been a week early, as there's a massive frontal system moving up the country at present that looks set to dump some of the white stuff up on high. While the weather is currently iffy, the forecast of the weekend still looks clear with a smiling sun face, but that just means that nighttime temperatures will be sub-zero when the clouds clear. So that means some cold morning starts for the Midlands anglers. The Stillwater trout season is in full swing currently and picked up a gear with the Topps Corporate Trophy Challenge, which took place on the waters surrounding Nottingham Road last weekend. The TCC, like the Camberg Trout Festival, which I reported on last week, is also in its 20s, and this being its coming of age 21st year. Congratulations to all concerned. It is said that the TCC is not about catching fish. So on arrival, on opening night of leg one at the start of a new series for the year, coupled with a peaked enthusiasm to tackle those trophy trout that the Midlands has to offer, it requires some restraint so as not to go too large on the first night. There are such things as the first night blowout and the Betty Ford Rehab Awards to contend with. But good luck with that, as they say. And I think enough said. We'll just leave it there for this report. The upside of not fishing, of course, is that one could simply laze beside the waters, soaking up the winter sun and partaking in some more of the richly supplied liquid refreshments. But the reality is far simpler. If you don't fish and don't catch, you have no chance to reach the finals and come back and do it all over again. So fish we did, and hard. So overall, a total of 320 fish made it to the tape measure over the four sessions between 60 anglers, with some absolute cracking fish in between. It is said that the yardstick for a good sized trout sits at around the 50 centimeter mark, and the head count on the final evening had all anglers who had caught a 50 centimeter plus fish stand up. And I would say, at a conservative guess, all but 10 of the 60 anglers of this leg were upstanding. If you are lucky enough to broach the 55 centimeter mark, you then move into that 7-pound category, which for most casual anglers is a memorable catch indeed. But if you are lucky enough to land a whale which eclipses the 60 centimeter mark, you're in trophy territory proper. And we had to sit down as the measure went up, 50, 51, 52, etc. centimeters. And when it reached the centimeter, there were still a couple of anglers standing. We had caught fish of 60, 61, with the winning fish coming in at 62 centimeters. What a beauty. In summary, I'm happy to report that the team of four anglers, which comprised yours truly, managed to catch some 10% of the 320 fish between us, taking a creditable third place and missing second place by a mere point. As the top five teams go through to the TCC finals, this earned us a place to do it all over again in the first week of August. So watch this space. This weekend now sees the Boston Fly Fishing Festival taking place in the waters of the upper Dogle Valley and around the hamlet of Boston. So here's hoping that the weather system flies over and away and that the fish are out to play. Of course, there will be a report to follow next week. Before anybody asks what patterns have been most successful for the event so far, let me just say that it's pretty much wide open and right across the range. But there is a leaning towards some brighter colors, as we have come to expect for the winter trout. Many anglers have their confidence patterns. And as we say, if the fly is in the water, it has a chance. If the fly is out of the water, you have no chance. So pick your fly and take your chance. Personally, I tend to favor the more natural patterns, and they have been producing for me of late. A Papa Roach dragonfly pattern in either olive or black, and an olive crystal minnow that is fast becoming my top fly. For the fly tires reading this, the crystal minnow was one of two patterns ably demonstrated by local fly angler Scott Brown at last night's meeting of the Natal Fly Dresser Society. NFDS meetings take place every second Tuesday of the month, so stop by the Kingfish in Maritzburg and come and chat to me for more info and the meeting schedule. The still waters of the Natal Fly Fishers Club are still producing some good quality fish of late. Good numbers in the 40 to 50 centimeter mark, and then also in the 50 to 60 centimeter mark. It is the season to be fishing, as they say. With the waters cooling rapidly now, the bass fishing is quietening down somewhat, and although there are some still big fish about, fish are to be found where there's moving water and also in rock piles. Reports indicate that the preferred method currently is a Senko worm, fished slow on the bottom. And don't neglect your finesse gear and methods including the shaky head, drop shots, underpin, slow roll, and of course, jigs. Reports coming from Midmar is there are a lot of dinks, that is small fish along the edges, but hey, a fish is a fish. And if you ain't out there, you ain't catching. The dirty high water has been a big setback for the start of the winter Natal yellowfish, commonly known as scaly season. But as the rains have tapped off, some of the rivers are coming clean at last. But local angler Ewan Kyle reported that he fished the Tugela River at Zingela River and Safari Company, which lies out beyond Weenen, and he reports 50 centimeter visibility, and although the fishing was a bit slow, bites are to be had with a bit of effort. Lots of small fish, which is somewhat surprising as they normally switch off in cold water, but he managed to land a couple of fish in the 50 centimeter plus range. Playing his cards close to his chest, he reports that they were taking, quote unquote, a variety of flies. So now that we are well into winter, the good news is that the dam levels are still up, with almost all the dams in the Mgeni system still sitting at 100% plus. While Mutma are still coming over the wall, this has slowed dramatically to basically just a wet wall, which I suspect will stop by next report. So guys, take advantage of the good weather at the moment and pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice, and tight lines to you all. See you all next week.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Another fantastic report with absolutely great detail on that. And all the best for the Boston Fly Fishing Tournament this weekend. Let's hope that Papa Roach works well for you. And Jan, I couldn't have said it better myself. If there isn't a fly in the water, you don't have a chance. So guys, that rounds off our fishing report for this week. Certainly something to catch all along the coastline as well as inland. It is going to be a little bit of a chilly weekend, nothing too serious. The water conditions are looking fantastic, and it's only a matter of time before we see that silver shoal hitting our coastline. But guys, please remember, try not to spread some fake news. Let's stick to the reliable sources, being your Kingfisher Facebook page. This is the time of the year where we are all getting excited. It's the time of the year we've all been waiting for. As we can see, the fish is on the bite already, and it's just a matter of time before we start getting that even more with the sardine run. Guys, that's us for this week. From all our correspondents and I, we'd like to wish you a fantastic long weekend and a great Father's Day as well. And with that being said and running off the show, as always, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.